Blog Talk Radio.
Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. I am so excited. I am just so full of God's glory and His power. His anointing is in this place. It's in this studio. It's in the airwaves. It's in Starkville, Mississippi, and it is in Jackson, Mississippi. It's going on right now, the Visitation Conference, hosted by Brian Karn Ministries. We just heard a word from the Lord, from Dr. Jamal Bryant, and boy, did he preach a powerful message on your Delilah is being destroyed. I mean, it's only pay-per-view today. Daystar Television had aired it on Thursday, August 6th, the evening, and in the afternoon on yesterday, August 7th, and in yesterday evening. And that was Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Time and 7:30 Central Time. And I'm just so excited because I was unable to be in Jackson, but I am still in this great state that God has blessed us to have this conference in. And Dr. Jamal Bryant did say he was in the air this morning. He was flying into Jackson, and he said, why did Prophet Brian Kern decide to have and host this visitation conference in the state of Mississippi and in Jackson, Mississippi. And one thing I liked about what he said he realized that it was sacred civil rights soil, sacred civil rights soil. So I'm just so excited. I'm so glad that I'm in the state of Mississippi. The anointing is flowing. All the curses are being broken. All the witches and the warlocks, the assignments of them that's on our leaders in this state, on the apostolic leaders, are being destroyed and canceled. Their assignments have been canceled in the name of Jesus. And I'm just so glad about it. Oh, glory be to God. God is doing a new thing. Today is August 8th. This is the eighth month, saints. Numbers have meaning. The number eight is new beginnings, and this is really a new beginning for you today because we're in the eighth month and the eighth day. Amen. Praise God of your double portion year 2015 and of great grace. This year is a year of great grace, but it's also a year of judgment. And I'm just so glad that I have chosen Jesus to make him my choice. We heard earlier, that was gospel recording artist Cherie Monique Whitfield out of Aberdeen, Mississippi. She is our very own. We're proud of her. We ask that you go to iTunes and CDBaby.com to purchase her CD. Again, that's Cherie Monique Whitfield. Today we have a man of God that's powerful. He is a teacher. He is an anointed man of God. I met him via Twitter. And I thank God for the internet and the social media that allowed us to come together on this day. This man I have not met personally, but I know he has a very humble spirit. I picked up, and I can tell he loves his wife, Anne, and I have not even met them, but I picked this all up in the spirit, and I bless God for them and this man of God being on the show today. My topic today is perfecting the saints. Author Daron E. Short, that's joining us live here today in the studios via telephone. He is out of, he grew up in Bridgeville, Delaware, but he attends the Kingdom Empowerment Christian Church in Seaford, Delaware. And he is a powerful man of God that God has on him on assignment. I know this is not his first time to Blog Talk Radio, but it is his first time to ministering God's way fivefold. And I know God had made a divine connection when he followed me on Twitter. And when the Lord had given me the latter part of this show, which was started ministering God's way 4 years ago, when the Lord told me several months ago, he says, add fivefold to the end, because this is based on Ephesians 4:11 and the scripture through 13 verse. Ephesians 4:11 and through the 13th verse. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise God. And God has chosen this man, Daron E. Short, for such a time as this. This is a new beginning, August 8th, today. This is not by accident that he's on this show. It is ordained by God, because we're going to walk in. This is not only the written word has become now the spoken word, and the spoken word, hallelujah, has become the living word. Glory to God. So this man did not come to you by way of accident. This is all ordained by God, just like the visitation conference is going on right now here in Jackson, Mississippi. The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, was in the Jackson Convention Center this morning. Prophet Kern mentioned and said that his name is Mayor Yarber, and Prophet Kern asked him, he says, Mayor, do you have any complaints? Have you had any complaints? And the mayor said, the only complaint that I've had, that there's no parking in Jackson Convention Center, because God is doing a great work, amen, and he said that we would do greater works. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this man is going to come before you today. You can purchase Daron E. Short's book, Perfecting the Saints, and his latest CD, which will be coming out in September, along with he has a T-shirt company, and this latest audio teaching CD is titled Faith Habits, and that's going to be released in September. But you can go online to his website at www.DaronEShort.com. Again, that website is www.DaronEShort.com. And Daron is spelled D-E-R-R-O-N, if you did not know. We are just so honored that he has joined us today. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines and to ask him to take us boldly before the throne of grace. Good afternoon and praise the Lord, man of God.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great and happy in Jesus. Amen. Can you tell I'm happy in Jesus?
Yes, I can tell. That makes two of us.
I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. I'm excited what he's doing in your life and the life of others and the in the world, because we're living in a time of great grace. Amen. I mean, not just God said he'd give us great grace. So if you could go right now, I'm going to call you. I know you don't like titles, and I know you're a very humble man. You are a teacher, but you're called in a lot of different capacities in the ministry. And I know you mentioned that you and your wife will be traveling real soon, and we're going to keep you lifted up in prayer as you go and travel and minister for the Lord. So would you take us right now to the throne of grace?
No problem at all. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to speak and to hear your word, Father. Father, we ask you to go over the airways and everyone that is listening, Father, right now. Let them hear a word, Lord, that may minister into their situation, minister into their minds, minister into their marriages, Father, minister into their finances, Father, for we know you are the Lord of all, Father. Father, we humbly submit unto your word and into your way, Father. Father, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Father, for the change that's about to happen. We thank you for the change in our circumstances, Father. Father, we praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise God. Praise God. I felt that prayer was powerful. I feel the anointing in the air. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Daron, we're going to go right into Perfecting the Saints. We know
yes.
that you have this book that you wrote. This is your first book, Perfecting the Saints. And first of all, I want to ask a two-part question. We want to explain, what does perfecting the saints mean, and how did it come that God chose you to write the book, Perfecting the Saints?
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I'm going to give you the short version. Perfecting the Saints is actually about maturing. When the Bible speaks of us being perfected, it's not about us not having any issues or not making any mistakes, but us maturing. So that's where you get Perfecting the Saints. The book came about. The book was actually a collaboration of thoughts and ideas, things that I've experienced from my childhood up until this moment. I was raised by a single mother, and she taught me to believe in God, to walk after God through not only her words, but the things that she did and the way that she lived her life. I can recall growing up, and I remember she used to have in her home. And as a child, I used to hate going to Bible study because all my friends would come over and everything. So I wanted to play the game and do whatever I wanted to do as a child. So I remember she would have Bible study in the home. And one thing she would have us to do was learn a different scripture every week for Bible study. And what I figured in my mind was, my thinking was, I'm going to fix mom. I'm just going to learn two scriptures, and I'm going to alternate them. I'm going to alternate those two scriptures every other week. And the scriptures I picked were Proverbs 3:5, which says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. We all know that scripture. And also Proverbs 4:7, which says, wisdom is the principal thing. So one week I was thinking, I'm going to fix mine by, I'm going to trust in the Lord this week. The next week, I'm going to get wisdom. Then I'm going to go back to trusting in the Lord. Then I'm going to go back to getting wisdom. And this went on for probably just these two Bible verses, probably a little over a year. And I just now begin to see how the lessons that my mother taught me have begun to come to fruition, and how they begin to play an effect on my life, and that God was teaching me and preparing me, even at that young age, to walk in his word. It was prophesied over my life. I didn't believe it, but I thank God for what he has done and what he is is doing, because I really don't feel like I deserve it. But it's not about what I deserve, but it's about his goodness and his grace.
So, Deron, but now that's your personal experience. But now what is God saying supernaturally to the body of Christ when he refers to Ephesians 4 and 11 through 13, 4, 11 through 13, for the perfecting of the saints?
I think basically what he's saying is that with the perfecting, there's a time we must grow up. Basically, all the perfecting is talking about that we must grow up. And he lists the fivefold ministries, which are gifts unto the church, part of the church and gifts unto the church. But he's basically saying that we must grow up, and not only in one aspect, but in every aspect of our lives. A lot of times we want to have one area under control. For instance, we could have a good marriage, but our finances could be out of whack. Or we can have our finances, we can be good with monitoring our finances, but yet have a nasty attitude. And so when he speaks of perfecting the saints, what he wants us to do is to be well-rounded as a Christian, and to be mature, constantly growing, because we can never reach a state where we are already there. So it's about us constantly growing, constantly maturing, constantly seeking him, and constantly seeking his ways.
Wow, Deron, that's like a 9mm gun going pow, 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 pow. It's not, you know, it's denying the flesh and allowing us, the Holy Spirit, to richly dwell in us. And the scripture I was thinking about earlier was how God tells us we desire the sincere milk, but we don't drink milk. We can't just be, after 30 years we've been saved, we're still on milk. We got to eat some meat and some steak. And we have to be able to wean ourselves from the bottle, if you will, and we have to be able to wean ourselves from distractions and anything that causes us to come or draw us away from the Word of God, and guard our spirit.
That's right.
With our what we see, what we watch on TV, what we hear, and we have to guard our spirit. And so we do, as you're saying, that's like, wow, grow up. It's like growing up and becoming a full age, and as what some of us have, and we refer to as the seasoned saints. Amen?
Amen.
Seasoned saints. And, you know, we're mature, we're growing up, we're not still doing the same thing, because that is so true in our life. We'll have even picked certain scriptures that apply to one area, but we don't take the whole Bible and apply it to our life, because we want to strive to enter in at the straight gate. And straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few, the Lord said, be that find it. And growing up in Christ, I know I heard a man of God say recently, I heard him say, you know, you cannot take a gun and destroy a demon. You have to cast that demon out. And, you know, now we're in this great grace season. The saints of God is in this great grace. And we have to walk in worthy in the vocation wherewith God has called us. And we, after we have received that power of the Holy Ghost, we should not be looking for our pastor to cast out that devil. We should
That's
not
right.
be looking at our pastor to lay hand on the sick. We should not be looking at our pastor to raise the dead. But we have that same power that dwelleth in us if we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, that power that God gives us, perfecting the saints. So how many chapters, I haven't read the book, how many chapters are in this book, Deron?
The chapters are five. We have five chapters in there, but we have a lot of sub-chapters. It's actually good information in the book. Definitely, it's definitely an eye opener. Makes you think. Makes you want to get closer to God and become more hungry and thirsty after the will of God.
And then number five, you said it's five chapters. And you know, God deals in numbers too. And, you know, the seventh day he rested. And the number five means the number of grace. And so, you know, as I'm saying, it's to become perfect in Christ Jesus. Not to say that you won't fall, but you strive for perfection, that God gives you not only grace, but great grace.
Yes.
And so this is an awesome book, and I am just so excited. I'm going to be looking to purchase this book and get this book, and I'm going to share this book. And I know you also have an audio CD teaching coming out next month titled Faith Habits, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm actually really excited about what God is doing in my life. As you said, I have an audio teaching. It's actually my first one, entitled Faith Habits, that will be out the end of September. As you said earlier, you can go to my website or my Twitter page. It's twitter.com/DeronEShort to get updates concerning it. But it's really talking about changing our habits. I often get asked, as a matter of fact, the number one question I get asked is, how do you get more faith? How do you get more faith? And we constantly are taught that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and which it is, but people are lost between what they hear in church and how I apply it to my life. So I constantly get asked, how do I get more faith? How do I get more faith? And this is what Faith Habits is all about, teaching you to develop habits of faith that will take you from the church. You can apply it to your home life. You can apply it at work, to every portion of your life. Because for long we've had people that have been Christians in church, and we walk in faith while we're in church. And we high-fiving our neighbor and, you know, tapping our neighbor, tell our neighbor this and tell our neighbor that. But, see, the problem is when Satan shows up 10:30 at night, Tuesday night, and I'm not in front of the Christians, I'm not in front of the church, there's no neighbor to high-five, what do I do? So if I develop habits of faith, just like Jesus did when Satan came to him with temptation, he quoted the scripture. Quoted what was written. He continues to walk in faith, and we got to do this Monday through Sunday. And this is where habits of faith, I promise you, it will be a CD teaching that will touch your life and have you growing, and like I said, more hungry and thirsty for the word of God.
Wow, amen. Wow. And we know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence,
yes,
of things not seen. And, you know, this is a faith walk. We cannot see. Sometimes we see the things in life that just really can, you know, just break our spirits. But God said this is we walk by sight and not by faith. And we have to develop our faith. And we have to even ask God, when we don't have a lot of faith, help thou my unbelief. And ask him, say,
amen.
Father God, help thou my unbelief. And we need reminders. And like you said, we have to incorporate it in our daily walk with Jesus. Because if we don't, that's guarding our spirit. These are, you know, faith habits guards our spirit. And it keeps us on point and on guard. And it helps us,
amen,
to put on that full armor of God, to be clothed in it, to be clothed in righteousness, be clothed in the helmet of salvation. So faith habits, we definitely going to be looking forward to that CD audio teaching, and we want to have you come on back in October and talk about that Faith Habits CD, if you will.
Well, that's no problem. I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, and then also, I know I mentioned to you that Daystar was broadcasting the visitation conference last night. Were you able to tune in?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay, you heard a word from the Lord. And
yes,
I know
did.
Benny.
I think, go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Benny Hinn talked about salvation, and then did we know, you know, how did we know that we were saved?
Yes.
And, you know, if you want to add to it, that's, he was putting that thought in our minds, that question in our minds to ask ourselves, how do you know? Are you really saved? And that's what mature saints do. They don't take this walk lightly. You know, they take it seriously and walk worthy in it. And so, you know, I was so blessed that he asked that question. How do you know? Are you really saved? So you want to add to that?
Well, Benny Hinn is an awesome speaker, but when he was speaking there last night, what came to my mind was this. He asked, how do you know, are you really saved? And, you know, when we're asking the church, everyone is raising their hand and, you know, hallelujah, when we're in the church. But the test comes, as I said before, when you get home and the spouse makes you mad and you want to say this, you want to do this, are you really saved? When you go to your job and the boss and the boss is acting up, the coworkers are acting up, are you really saved? So it took me to thought about just we're saved in the church, but we got to keep that same salvation. We got to keep that same hunger. We got to keep that same zeal once we leave the church, and we got to live Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 And then there are tools that we can use not only to guard our spirit, but to protect our spirit. And those tools are prayer and fasting. And
Amen.
The Lord tells us in his word that some things come out only through prayer and in fasting. And so we have to push our plates away, and we have to get on our knees and fight this warfare on our knees. We can't fight it with a 9-millimeter gun. We have to fight this war on our knees. It's a spiritual battle, and it's a spiritual warfare. And we have to be able to go before the Lord and to bring our flesh under subjection. And I know I was mentioning this to a friend last week, and I suggested a fast, that she go on a fast. And she said, well, she's not on any medication. And she says, well, do I have to, can I? She says, well, I can't take my vitamins. No, that's not bringing your flesh under subjection. You have to be able to deny yourself. Deny yourself. And so it doesn't feel good. But, see, that's what grown folks do, grown-up things. And when you are a child, you're not strong enough to be able to
Amen.
Withstand. So when you grow up in Christ Jesus, then you have to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen. So we're going to have to start off today as a new beginning. We're going to mark this day, August the 8th of 2015, a new beginning for all the saints in the body of Christ and anyone that desires to walk in Christ Jesus, to go back to the altar. Go back to the altar. Next Saturday, we're going to talk about going back to the altar. Stay there until you get, go down on your knees and stay there until you get some Holy Ghost power. And push that plate back. Begin an 8-hour fast. Then take it on up to 12 hours. Then take it on up to 24 hours. Then take it on up to 2 days. And there you will see that you can deny your flesh, you bring your flesh under subjection. And just like Deron was saying, when you get home and you're not at church and you're not around the saints, you can still walk worthy in the vocation wherewith you have been called. Your light will shine that men would see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Deron, we thank you. We thank your wife, Ann. I don't know her. I haven't met her, but I know she is a sweet woman of God. How soon will you all travel on your, is this a tour that you're going to be taking?
Well, actually, it's our ministry. God is starting us in our ministry. We have our home church, which is in Seaford, Delaware, but we will be traveling from here on out starting in September. And we're definitely looking forward to meeting you. We're going to make the trip to Mississippi because we definitely have to meet up.
Well, praise God. And where is the first city that you'll be traveling to?
First city will be Washington, D.C.
Okay. And how soon? And that'll be in, you said, September?
Yeah, that's the end of September.
Now, is your itinerary on your website?
Actually, the website will be updated at the end of this month. I have a new website, and you can go on the website and get all my tour dates and all my information there.
Okay, again, you heard it. That was author Deron E. Short, all the way from Seaford, Delaware. You can go to his website, log on to www.duroneshort.com. Next Saturday, tune in, be sure, for Go Back to the Altar. God bless you.
Bye.